Johnny's World Podcast. This is BW here along with my colleague Johnny. How are we doing today, Johnny?
Johnny's doing quite well today, BW. How are you doing today on this winter day? Come about to be spring pretty soon.
Yeah, man, doing good. Kind of a crazy basketball game last night. We'll talk more about that later, I'm sure. Yep. But glad baseball's cranked up. I guess we'll see about baseball. I don't know. Jury's still out on the team. But overall, doing pretty good.
Awesome. Yep. Spring's here. You know, our favorite time of the year, the Masters will be coming up pretty soon. And
yes, sir.
So good times about approaching. Yeah, baseball season might be a little rough, but hey, at least we'll be outside enjoying the sunshine. So that's always a good thing.
That is right.
Still smoking, yeah. The dude. Nothing like being at Duty Noble. So that's all good. But how's everything going on the coffee side? Any new announcements?
We're doing great. So johnnypacker.net, we're still up there selling fresh roasted coffee. We've got whole beans, we've got ground beans, we've got all kinds of different flavors. I was just texting with our buddy the other day about the bourbon barrel flavor. It's a cool, unique flavor. If anybody's ever had bourbon barrel coffee before, it's got, you know, you've got to like the taste of bourbon or whiskey. It's got a pretty strong flavor, but a lot of people really like that. I actually prefer it if you get it. I like to do it as a cold brew. It's a little inconsistent when you do it hot, but when you do it cold, you're kind of staying at the same temperature, and it's real nice and smooth. So it's good for a change. I don't drink it every day, but I like it. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, hop on there, check it out. But we've also got all kinds of other regular flavors and everything. So there's something for everybody on there. And I say this every time, but all y'all that are drinking coffee, you're going to Starbucks every day, you're going to Kroger, you're getting a bag of coffee that was probably roasted 6 months ago, some kind of Folgers. You know, come support us, a local small business, johnnypacker.net. It's for a good cause. We're donating a portion of our proceeds to the CF Foundation. So y'all help us donate more money so we can become a really big donor and support Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Plus, who doesn't like coffee? So johnnypacker.net.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to throw this out there for people who might wonder that this money doesn't come into Johnny's pocket, doesn't come into BW's pocket. It's going, like you said, to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. And as you've listened to this podcast, you've heard about my story and my fight that I continue to fight every day of my life with CF. And our goal in doing this podcast is spreading awareness about my fight with CF and letting others who might be struggling know that to not give up, to keep fighting, keep living, like I always say. And the way we do that is through advancement, through gene therapy and different trials. And the only way that can come about to get new medicines, like the one that I'm on, Trikafta, which has saved my life, there's still 10% of CF population that need new drugs that they can't take the one that I'm on right now. And they're out there just waiting. And the money that we raise through simply buying a bag of coffee goes to the CF Foundation to help raise funds so that they can come up with new drugs, because obviously money rules the world, and that's what with fundraising, I've done this for many, many years, speaking on behalf of the Children's Hospital in Jackson, raising money and awareness for it, because spending the first 8 months of my life there, it means a lot to me. And it's called grassroots fundraising. We start, you know, pennies, nickels, quarters, dimes, they all add up. And that's what we're doing. You're simply buying a bag of coffee. You might not think you're doing much, but you really are. One bag of coffee you buy will help possibly save someone's life with CF if they can get new drugs out. So it all adds up in the end of everything. It all adds up, and you're just playing a simple part on it. So johnnypacker.net is the website. Like I said, we're just promoting it, and we're doing our best to try to get money raised. We were actually honored last year by the CF Foundation in the Memphis chapter. We got to go up there, and that was really cool. We got recognized for our fundraising efforts, and we want to keep doing that. It's not about us, it's about raising money to help others. And that's kind of the whole purpose of doing this podcast together, but along with talking about sports and food and stuff like that we enjoy talking about. So thank y'all for listening. And it's been fun. It's hard to believe that we've been doing this 3 years now, BW.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say, before our guest comes on, I have a feeling we're going to have a lot of new listeners, because our guest is, he is he is becoming a very popular man around campus and just an exciting guy to watch play basketball. And so if you're new here, we appreciate you listening. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast because we plan to have more guests just like the one that we're about to have on. We always have athletes, coaches, anybody affiliated with Mississippi State. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, listen to us, and you can also listen and support a good cause. So thank you all for being here.
Absolutely. Like I like to say, it's a win-win deal. You know, you get coffee, something that tastes good that you enjoy, and you're donating towards a good cause, and you're listening to this podcast, and you might be learning something new every day you listen to it. So always a good deal.
That's right. All right, Johnny. Well, I'm going to leave us some room here. We're about to introduce our guest. And so y'all stay tuned for Josh Hubbard, number 13 of the Mississippi State Bulldogs.
All right. Welcome back. Brand new edition of the Johnny's World Podcast. It's Johnny here with BW, and we got our special guest today. Really, really appreciate him coming on. He is a rising star in Starkville, Mississippi for the Mississippi State basketball team. Number 13, Josh Hubbard. Welcome to Johnny's World, Josh. Really appreciate you coming on, buddy.
Yes, sir. Appreciate the invite.
Yeah, man. Well, BW and I, we're just talking about that earlier. We're both graduates of MRA, and you're a graduate of MRA. So kind of wanted to start off there. We got that in common. Tell us about your journey to get to MRA, how all that came to be.
Yeah, so I went to MRA in third grade. I kind of followed my path of my brother and my sister. They were both in they went to Murrah High School, and I don't know what grade they were in high school, but I just knew they were going to MRA private school. And since third grade, that's kind of how I followed them. And it was just a change, you know, something I had to get adjusted to quickly. I lived in Jackson at the time, and then my eighth grade year, I moved to Madison. So it all came together at the end of the day.
Where'd y'all go to elementary school before MRA?
I went to McLeod.
Man, that's elementary. Where I went. The McLeod Mustangs. I was there till I went to MRA in fifth grade. So that's where I was too.
Yeah, I went to McLeod Elementary School and Span Elementary School.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Nice. Well, we got to ask you because, I mean, Coach DeWeese was there when we were there. And I played football. I didn't play basketball, but I played golf too. And he was the golf coach, and he wasn't really much of a golf coach. I mean, he would just kind of go around and ride in the cart, and he'd say, "What's your score?" And I'd say, you know, like three over. He'd say, "Well, do better," and then he'd drive off. but the study hall, I don't know if he still does study hall, but he was infamous for, "Wally, you talking? Give me 25. Is he still doing that kind of stuff?
Yeah, he's still doing it. He got me a couple times.
Oh, man. Yeah. Is he making people sit on the wall too?
Nah, he doesn't do that no more. He got it a little nice. He just stick with the push-ups.
Well, what is he like as a coach? You know, especially now that you've been with Coach Jans and Coach DeWeese. I mean, DeWeese obviously the winningest coach in Mississippi. I mean, what is his style like compared to Jans, and how was your transition from that?
Yeah, Coach DeWeese, you know, he took me under his wing ever since my eighth grade year. My brother played for him, so me and Coach DeWeese's connection, you know, started at a very young age of mine. We just had a special bond that nobody could break. He was a legendary coach, you know, before I started playing with him. And then he told me that I could be one of his best players that he ever coached. And ever since that day, he pushed me every day in practice and challenged me during games. And so he really gave me a college-like experience before I even got to college as far as being coachable. And, you know, he was hard on me. There was days I was frustrated, and that's helped me mentally to transition to college with Coach Jans, because college is, you know, that can be stressful as well and have frustrating moments. But Coach DeWeese has really helped me get to this level. Coach Jans is pushing me even more, just like Coach DeWeese was. And I feel like that's what made my transition so smoothly to be coachable.
Well, Josh, I have to ask you, I read an article the other day that you overcame some health issues. And I wanted to hit on that. Obviously, we're talking about basketball. But I want to hit on that because from a personal standpoint, I've been battling cystic fibrosis my whole life. And that's kind of why we do this podcast. We do we do a fundraiser to help raise money for a spread awareness about cystic fibrosis. And just overcoming adversity has been the story of my life, man. Just fighting hard and just keep living. That's my mantra, is keep living, just keep living. And this story I read, it really inspired me. I just hit on that and talk about that experience.
Yeah, it was fourth grade. I remember waking up in the morning, feeling a little weak. And my mom noticed my face was a little swollen. So she took me to my doctor. And my doctor said I need to go to the hospital immediately. I ended up there 19 days. And I think the first few days, they didn't know what actually was going on with me. And then I soon got diagnosed with a disease called Kawasaki, like the motorcycle. And so I don't remember how I got it or anything like that, but there were like spots on my stomach. I was real weak. I lost like 20 to 30 pounds during those 19 days. And so, I had to miss school and everything like that. I was still motivated, and I had a lot of support from my school and my family. And like you said, just facing adversity, that was pretty much the first time me facing a hard situation at such a young age. And I just had to, be positive, because there were a lot of negative moods and stuff like that in the room, because, it could have been a different way. But I'm definitely grateful for that moment and how I overcame it. God helped me in a huge way. And so for my family to be there for me, and for MRA that supported me too, that was very grateful too.
Were you treated at the Children's Hospital in Jackson?
Yep, sure was.
Wow, that's a small world, man. I worked there for many years. I spent the first 8 months of my life in the hospital. It's a special place. I can't say enough good things about it. And so good to see success stories like yourself come from there. We did radiothons, and I talked to a former coworker last night. He still works there, and the radiothon is coming up this week. And those were such good times because man, if I was still working, I'd get Josh, you come on there and tell your story, because we would always bring former patients and to come on and share their success stories, and doctors and nurses, and help raise money and spread awareness, because the hospital there is the only hospital in the state of Mississippi, treats patients from all 82 counties. And there's so many success stories a lot of people did not know about. And now through the years, people are hearing more and more, and it's really an amazing place. So congrats to you being a success story, and thank you, God, for Josh, and just so proud of you. And I love the way that you you thank God, and you're just all around great guy. And put it this way, you're a perfect role model for a young athlete coming up. So I commend you on that. So really appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, well, just one other thing about MRA. I think today they're playing in the overall championship. So you've got one of those. I guess the last time they won, you were there, right?
Yep. Last time.
Because I think they lost to Prep the last couple of years, and now I guess they're playing JA. So do you still know any of the guys on the team?
Oh, yeah. I keep in touch with them. I just texted a few of them today, send a little motivational text. Big game for them. Overall, it's a huge deal for MAIS and just Mississippi in general. That's the best wins. It's the best of the three best teams of all the 1A's, 2A's, 6A's, and stuff like that. So it's a huge tournament. Anything can happen. I think a 2A school beat a 5A school in it, something like that. So it's definitely a fun event. They got a great opponent against them going against JA. They lost to them twice in the regular season. So I told them my story of when I was a junior, I beat JA twice, and they beat us the third time in overall. So I told them that, it's hard to beat a team three times in a row. So they're definitely motivated and ready to play tonight. So rooting for them.
That is true. It's hard to beat them three times in a row. Didn't think about that.
Well, I have to ask you. I read something, or maybe I heard you talk about it in an interview before, that when you broke the record for the Mississippi overall score, and you were in the middle of the game. Is that right? When it was going on, and you're like, can't really think about it at that time. We're focused on that game. But what was that like, man? That was a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, it was a semifinal game of the state championship, and we were playing PCS at PCS, so they had a huge crowd. And, you know, when I got that bucket, it's like you said, I couldn't really, you know, like process the moment. But after the game, it, you know, came the realization. But, you know, during that moment, it was so crunch time, and had just had to get back on defense because the game was so close. I think we were up like two or three, like under 5 minutes left in the game. So they made a good comeback, and, you know, they got comfortable. So we just had to, you know, forget my moment for a while and finish the game first before we celebrate.
And that's cool. Well, I know last night's game didn't turn out like we wanted it to, but man, you've been on fire the past couple of games, and you're kind of beating some own personal records there and everything. So are you what's going on? Are you just like in the zone right now?
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those games, you know, it's not really much to say about it. Tunnel vision, you know, focus, you know, yeah. the team's focus for sure. We got high expectations for the team. You know, Coach Jance has a lot of expectations for us. So we just follow him. He's a great leader. He knows what it takes to win. So every night we just try our hardest, you know, try to limit our mistakes and look at our mistakes after each game and, you know, try to do better. So when we play the next game, we know what to do.
Well, I was talking to Johnny about this before we came on, and I'm an optometrist, and I do some work with athletes, sports vision training and stuff. And so I always look at high-performing athletes, and Steph Curry is one of the athletes that I'm always really fascinated by. He's done a lot of, like, vision performance training and a lot of, like, hand-eye coordination stuff, which is stuff I work on too. And that shot you hit down there at the end of the game, it was just like a Steph Curry shot. There was just no doubt that thing was going in. As soon as it left your hand, guy in your face, way past the arc. I mean, you had to have just been in the zone when you hit that thing.
Yeah, it was a cool shot to make. It was just in that moment, you know. I can't really explain it. It's hard to explain because it's, you know, how people view it. It's not how I think at it at the moment. But for me, it was just trying to make a comeback and trying to finish the game. So
yeah. Do y'all do any kind of like, you know, different kind of training or like that, like vision performance stuff or any kind of like stuff like that? I know Steph Curry uses like strobe goggles and all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, we don't use goggles like him. You know, he got a lot more resources, but we got some good resources too. Our strength conditioning coach, he does a great job with us building our techniques and, you know, our hand eye coordinations and get quicker mm-hmm. with our hands, feet and stuff like that. So yeah, I think state has a great program for that.
Nice.
Well, one thing I've noticed I have to say is I feel like when you watch a team, obviously talent is a major thing when you put a team together. But that closeness and that you know when your team becomes kind of like your family, they're close knit, and I feel like y'all have that on that team. Just talk about your relationships with the players, and you know, I see that picture of Coach Jans being buried in the sand. That was a trip when y'all was overseas or somewhere. Talk about that. I'm sure that was a bonding experience with your teammates.
Yeah, Coach Jans tells us all the time, you know, talent can only take you so far. So you know, you got to do the dirty work. We played a lot of talented teams this year that we've beaten, and you know, it's just like you said, that closeness and togetherness that we've built it. And it all started in Portugal on our overseas trip. That trip was the thing that started it right there with this journey that we all have as a team together. You know, we were there for, I think, 2 weeks or something like that. So, you know, we played three games. That was fun to compete against other people. because in the summer, you know, we just go at each other each and every day. Sorry about that. But yeah, we go against each other each and every day during the summer. So to just spend time with each other and do the things that we love to do on the court, and also see James with a smile on his face, you know, like bury him in the sun. It was a cool experience. So we did a lot of fun events, and just that special bond that we built since that day just keeps getting special and special.
Yeah, I saw that last night in the crowd. Someone had the James's head buried in the sand as like one of those heads that the student section had. I was like, man, that's pretty funny right there. I bet that was a cool experience. Well, I have to give a special shout out, Josh. I feel like this is like we're all connected in some way. You know, the world is there. You know, we always say the world is small, and especially living in Starkville now, I've learned that more and more. Everybody kind of knows everyone, and you know, especially with the VW and I graduates from MRA, you're from MRA. Then we had that connection with the Batson Children's Hospital. I didn't realize that till recently. And then our good friend, I'd give her a shout out. I told her I'd give her a shout out. Evan, Miss Evan, as you call her. BW and I went to high school with her, been friends for many, many years. And I know she's a special person in your life. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. That's my second mom right there for sure.
Yeah, that's what she says. So she's such a great person. So so shout out to Miss Evan right there on this podcast, Johnny's World Podcast. Josh, you just make us proud. I can't say enough good things about you. I feel like we've never even met, but I feel like I'm so connected to you through all this stuff. So, but what you're doing on the court, man, we commend you, and you're just a role model, people to look up to, and just keep fighting. And I was talking to BW. We were in college in 2004 with that basketball team that was so good with that state with Shane Power and Timmy Bowers, Winston Frazier, Lawrence Roberts. We start off undefeated, and we get beat. First game we got beat that year was Kentucky, buzzer beater. Eric Daniels put it in the last second. Reminded me of last night, you know, you fight so hard and then get beat at the buzzer. But man, and I'm sure Coach Chance talked to you about that. You know, they after that game, I think they went on to win like 12 or 13 games, and they didn't lose on the road. So you know, and as you know in your own life, you know, adversity, that's you live for stuff like that. It gives you momentum to build off on it, and I could just see y'all building from that, learning from that, building from it, and going on and having a successful season as March comes. So yeah, just commend you so much, and good luck the rest of the way. We'll be pulling so hard for you, and as March comes, and when the tournament comes. So thank you, Josh. BW, if you have anything else.
No, that's appreciate it. Appreciate it, Josh.
All right, Josh. Take care. Hell State. Go Dawgs.
See you.